honors. Youngest first soloist, youngest principal dancer, Manhattan Academy prima ballerina assoluta 2 consecutive years. Oh, the places you'll go. Monday. Before. 1. Meredith Wren, a fucking asshole, not that it matters at this stage of the narrative, but it's worth pointing out, sat blinded by the overhead lights from the stage, squinting unflatteringly into the brand new state-of-the-art auditorium that had just been completed on Tyche's unethically verdant campus. Too large a venue for an event of this nature, which would reasonably be attended by only the most ardent of nerds. Well, them, and anyone who stood to gain from her success financially. A forum for dorks and despots. As her eyes adjusted to the masses bearing witness to her greatness, Meredith saw nothing but the pockets of empty seats. Jesus Christ, she thought, and wondered if the squinting was worsening her burgeoning crow's feet. Blinking, she made a concerted effort to simply go blind. She became aware of something. A sty, most likely. Oh God, a sty. She hadn't had one of those since her early college days, back when she'd still had the balls to fall into bed with makeup on, recklessly. She was meticulous now with her skincare ritual. How was it possible she could accumulate grime at this stage of her life, at this great age? How could she succumb to something so pedestrian as a sty? She blinked and wanted desperately to lie down, to eat a whole sleeve of pistachio macarons, to gorge herself from bed and never rise again. Just kidding, haha. From the crowd, she became aware of notable faces. Ward, obviously, he was her business partner, like it or not. Cass, too, that was nice. Expected to some extent, as he was something-something operations at Tyche. She and Cass had had to disclose their personal relationship when Tyche's partnership with Birdsong first went public, a relationship that was then only hazy at best. She'd been surprised Cass had managed to come up with a term that wasn't fucking sometimes. But still, nice. Foster was smiling benevolently at her, the cunt. She'd taken the money. What did that make her?
A traitor. Fine, shut up.
She always heard unwelcome commentary in Lou's voice. Don't bite the hand that feeds, Meredith thought for the 8 millionth time. One of her father's pet wisdoms. You can have money or you can have pride, and guess which one changes the world. Then there was a row of normal-looking people, suitably showered, probably journalists. Press badges, yep, journalists. Someone from Wired, a few from Magitech. Someone who looked a lot like the boy she'd nearly cut and run for. But that was par for the course. She saw Jamie Amar at least 5 times a week, usually in line at the grocery store. At Demeter, specifically. It was always some other, absurdly handsome man in the ill-fitting jeans of the aughts. God, but this one really looked like Jamie.
Please welcome to the Tyche stage Meredith Wren, the CEO of Birdsong, called the disembodied voice overhead,
as Meredith froze a smile on her face, bracing for the unbearable cringe of listening to her own insufferable bio.
Once the most highly sought-after biomancy prodigy of her age, Meredith began her career by dropping out of Harvard and hightailing it to sunny SoCal to pursue an interest in treating mental illness that would become one of the most significant, world-altering technomantic advances in the growing science of neuromancy.
Meredith's phone buzzed in her pocket. She ignored it. A missed call popped up on the face of her watch. Ugh, her father's personal assistant. What was her name? Jenny something? Or had that been the last one? Meredith so rarely bothered to check in, and certainly nobody from her father's office had reached out to her in the last 9 months, maybe longer. It was never anything beyond the ceremonial. Invitations to the annual company party, or the usual scheduling song and dance for meals or calls that would never take place. Meredith blinked, a sudden blur to her vision. It was definitely a sty, goddammit. The stage lights remained arduously bright, but the journalist sitting in the second row really looked like Jamie,